Apparently, I'm learning that
Is that
this
something
year.
new that you learned from the big
Yeah,
fatty?
I did not know. I did not know that that's Crema, isn't it, Crema?
Yes, Crema.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Crema, isn't it, Crema?
Yes, Crema.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 754 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of December, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, little show. Y'all, for the love of God, I've got to finish opening all these Crema cars. Is it Crema? Crema? Is it Crema? Hi everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. I am telling you, I am just telling you. And you know, I know that there's going to be a big old buttload of these things waiting on me when I get back. I've got three cards that I want to open today, and I want to get right to it because we've got the 2008 rebroadcast of the 2008 Crema Spectacular coming up today. Arch of the Snowflake. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, our first card is from Connecticut. And, y'all, it is a penguin on a kind of a teal and red card. And he's standing in front of a big old moon, like the full moon on Tuesday. And, y'all, the penguin is all glittery. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. And, y'all, you open it up, and it says, bring on the merry. Excuse me. Bring on, it doesn't say all that. It's bring on the merry and have a fun-filled Crema. Merry Crema and Happy New Year from Ken and Vinny. Y'all, that is from Ken and Vinny up there in the Connecticut. Ken and Vinny, thank you so much. Y'all, it's a lovely card. Just lovely. Y'all, the next card is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2009. And, dear gosh, y'all, he's evidently sealed it with super glue. That's all I got to say. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, it is a handmade card. Oh, dear gosh, you know Big Fatty loves the specialty card. And, it is a tenfold card. And it says to Big Fatty, Merry Xmas and Happy New Year. And y'all, it's written on Scotch tape. And that is just like, I don't know if this, am I supposed to open this up? Or is that the card? I don't know. Y'all, I'm not going to open it up because I don't want to destroy it. But I don't think I'm supposed to open it up. If that's not correct, Bill in St. Louis, let me know. But y'all, I just love it. It is just a square. It is a rectangle of tinfoil with Scotch tape on it and writing on it. And it's lovely. And I don't think there's anything inside. But if I'm wrong, Bill, let me know. Yes, Big Freddy, he will let you know. They all let you know. And y'all, our final card, the final card I've got before Crema, is from Tom and Terry. And I don't know which of their places they're at the moment. But, y'all, that is just all kinds of shit. Y'all, it's a picture of some big balls. And they've got snowflakes on them with glitter, and it's lovely. And, y'all, it says, may Crema bring you wonderful moments that become sweet memories. Merry Crema, big guy. Thanks for last night. Last night? Oh, dear gussie, Big Fatty, you've already forgotten? And y'all, it is signed XO, Tom and Terry. Oh, that is just lovely. Now, y'all, I do want to let you know. I do want to let you know that, you know, I had gotten the, what do you call that? The, the effervescent bacon and the bacon, what was the other bacon thing I got? Big Fatty, I've misplaced it, y'all, or I could tell you what it was. It was like bacon gumballs, I think, maybe? Big Fatty, you're always forgetting shit. But y'all, I found that it is not from Rebecca. No, it was not from Rebecca, Big Fatty. It was from Stephen the Uck. Yes, Big Fatty, from Stephen the Uck. And y'all, evidently there's something else coming, but it did not arrive before I left to go to the Hatlantas. So anyway, now y'all, at the end of today's little show, I'm gonna be coming back and I'll be popping open the window for the 23rd of December. And we'll see on the scratch off if I've got anything. Y'all, we're getting near the end on this. We've only got three windows left. We've got the 23, the 24, and the 25. But now, y'all, I just want to take a moment to say that if you would like to call Big Fatty while he is in the Hatlanta, I will be receiving phone calls, and I'll be playing some of those probably on my 27th show, little show, because I'll be traveling back to Upchuck then. So y'all give Big Fatty a call and tell him what you got for Crema or something like that. But y'all, right now, I want you to sit back and enjoy Archer the Snowflake.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Today's holiday spectacular, Archer the Snowflake, is brought to you without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Phoebes.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows. Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound. Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Now, many of you know about the Podfather and the inventor of iTunes, Archer the Snowflake. And you know about the boyfriend, Archer's strange eating habits, and his desire to over-celebrate his birthday. But do you know how it all got started? Pull up a chair and I'll tell you. Christmas Eve, after Al Gore invented the interwebs, a series of wires and tubes, Archer and his Cajun boyfriend were having afternoon snuggles prior to a delicious dinner of crispy tilapia and canned soup. Archer was awakened with a bad case of acid reflux and ventured into his cluttered living room to look at the pretty lights on his holiday tree. Soon after, the boyfriend, who had a cold which made him sound like he lived in San Diego, entered the room somewhat uncomfortable about what he was about to say.
Archer, my snowflake darling, I've got to get something off my chest.
After removing his shirt, he continued.
You know I'm so lovey-dovey about you that it tends to nauseate what's left of our friends. We can't go to dinner parties because of your eating. I can't walk through this condo without falling over the clutter, and your tree needs more ornaments. Honey Bunny Lamsey Pie. I'm also tired of having to get price checks on boxes of Kotex at the store for you. I want you to get a hobby, something new and exciting, something to bring you out of your shell. I'm going to New Orleans for a couple of months to let you focus on this, but I'll be back soon and we can start a new life together.
Well, the news rocked Snowflake's world so much that he stopped speaking. He went straight to working and removed all the clutter and turned with a jerk. Oh, no, wait, that's... I'm getting my stories confused. After all, I am old. So when springtime returned to Snowflake's home, so did the boyfriend. He was so pleased with the cleanup that he made a promise to give Archer a cookie every time he came to visit. But there was still the problem of a hobby. He noticed Archer, now his spring daffodil, spending a lot of time on his iMac.
What are you Googling over there, daffodil?
The response from Archer was always the same two words.
Happy birthday!
The boyfriend tried many things to get Daffodil to talk, like getting him drunk on wine, listening to church bells, and showing him random abandoned gloves on a park bench.
Another glass of wine, my sugar lump? Don't you just love the bells, my little apple dump? Take a picture of those abandoned gloves on the bench, cutie pie.
Nothing worked. So the boyfriend attempted one last thing. He invited Archer's last two friends on Earth over for dinner on Wednesday, April 20th.
Busy, busy, busy. I don't have time for this dinner, but I suppose I need to make an appearance. Now, where is that plaid shirt of mine? It's one of my favorite shirts, given to me by a group of Marty Dykes on Bikes.
He spent all day making real food for Daffodil's friends, a fairy princess, and a weary traveler from the southern hemisphere. He also wanted Archer to have his favorite canned foods and an industrial white sheet cake. So, this unseasonably cold day in April 2005, Archer was enjoying a smoky treat on the balcony. But something was up. His mind was racing. You could see it in his eyes. The doorbell rings. The doorbell rings as the weary traveler arrives first.
The door's open. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Boyfriend. I'll show myself in as I'm sure you are busy, busy, busy opening cans in the kitchen.
Not seeing Archer, he begins to nose around the place, and he's taken aback when entering the loo.
Dear God, shag carpeting on the toilet tank and a padded toilet seat? Does Big Fatty live here too?
Well, Archer, who's feeling more like a snowflake than a daffodil, comes in from the balcony and begins cleaning crumbs out of the toaster when the fairy princess arrives.
Honey, will you answer the door while I baste the wild turducken and check on the root vegetable souffle?
He opens the door and invites in the fairy princess.
Hi, Archer. Thanks for inviting me to your house. I brought a vegetable tray for nibbles, so what's the occasion we're celebrating tonight?
Happy birthday!
Oh, it's your birthday? How nice.
The weary traveler rejoins the group as they sit down to dinner. The conversation is mainly between the boyfriend and the guests until Archer becomes a broken record.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
Happy birthday.
Okay, we got it. Have some celery.
Happy birthday.
Look, there's no need to mention it again.
Happy birthday.
I've had enough of this, you greedy old man. First you say your birthday's in May. Then you claim October as a second birthday month, and here it is April 20th, and Jesus, now you're trying to weasel another birthday onto the calendar?
The fairy princess can take no more and sloshes her wine at Archer. Unfortunately, it gushes all over the weary traveler's plaid shirt.
Look what you've done. You spilled blush wine all over my special plaid shirt.
Oh my, oh my. Let me take your shirt and place it on the bed to dry.
I'm out of here, and thanks for serving us your cheap wine tonight.
Well, yes, that was interesting. Radish rosette, anyone?
Archer runs to the bathroom and closes the door. After a few minutes, he returns wearing the weary traveler's shirt. There's a new gleam in his eye as he rushes to his iMac computer and pulls out a microphone. The others are taken aback when something other than
"Happy birthday"
comes out of his mouth.
"You look like you're about to broadcast something."
"An Archer radio show? Aren't you too busy, busy, busy for something like that?"
"Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Archer Radio." "Excuse me. excuse me. All kinds of things. Talking about, doing a lot of walking. It was just, like, I don't know why, I just, walking a lot. But anyway, a partier is, like, a major gay guy who just, you know, is, like, podcasting people, you know, cross paths in one podcast. So, I don't know what I will talk about. I really don't know. It may just be useless drivel. Just basically love my Apple computers and really going to try my best to hold it at 10 minutes because I'll be happy." "Excuse me. And I really wanted to keep this under 10 minutes unless I'm..." "Excuse me. Excuse me. I think I'm going to bring this podcast to a close and just say that I hope you enjoyed it."
And with that, Archer the Snowflake began talking again. The weary traveler was amazed with the magical abilities that Plaid seemed to have on Archer. In fact, he left the shirt and returned home with his nipples exposed to the TSA. Snowflake mended fences with the fairy princess and eventually returned the Plaid shirt to the weary traveler, but not before the boyfriend bought him a wardrobe of all things Plaid. So now you know the story of Archer and how he became the podfather of Plaid. Oh, he still likes to say,
"Happy birthday."
But there's so much more coming out of his mouth now. In fact, to this day, he hasn't shut up. As his head hits the pillow every night, he whispers to himself, "Good night, fairy princess. Is this music too loud?"
"Yes, the music is always too loud."
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity, cough, cough, coughity, cough, cough, on more than 800 shows.
Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound.
Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Y'all, did you enjoy that? Oh, it's a crema classic, an absolute crema classic. Oh, by the way, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, that was that John Ong and that Venerable Virgo. Yeah, I see they're talking about crema. Y'all, I'm going to pop open number 23 and give it a little scratch here. See if my grand... Oh, y'all, I believe I am a winner. I believe... Right, ready? Are you really a winner? It's another candy cane. And y'all, I swear. Maybe I'm... Brad Brady, you're not a winner. Dear Gussie, you got to... Oh, I know I am a winner. Y'all, I have 3 candy canes. Let's see what that is. Y'all, that is $15. Oh, my grandson, lovely little thing, picked me out a winner.
Crema, isn't it? Crema?
Yes, crema.
Oh, it's the best crema ever.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.